Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KUAC News Minor Update. The city of Nenana instructed residents to boil water this week because of a leak in the city's water main. A post on the city's official Facebook page from Thursday instructs residents to boil water for 3 minutes and let it cool to room temperature before drinking it. As of Friday morning, the leak had been repaired and pipes had been flushed. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation was waiting on a water test result before lifting the boil water notice. The test takes approximately 24 hours and is expected to be completed by Friday afternoon. Cindy Christian is a manager of DEC's drinking water program. She said boil water notices and line breaks happen all the time in cities around the state. The concern is that a lack of water pressure will allow contaminated water to infiltrate the water system. Christian said she took a few calls from worried residents. She explained the main concern is that water could be ingested through actions like drinking, cooking, and brushing teeth. Nenana has issued two other water boil notices in the last 20 years, one in 2008 and most recently in 2016. The city has been shuttering and leasing public facilities recently due to financial turmoil. In June, the city closed its library to save money. Problems have prompted state officials to come in to help. Alaska's U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan said Thursday he'll vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Sullivan told reporters Kavanaugh is highly qualified and takes a strict view of the powers of the Environmental Protection Agency.
The whole issue of looking at the law and the Constitution as written, I think that's really important.
Sullivan also likes that Kavanaugh recognizes the constitutional rights of individuals to own guns.
That's also a really important issue in Alaska. Strong views with regard to the Second Amendment, and he's been a leader on that. There's no doubt about it.
In 2011, Kavanaugh wrote that the Second Amendment includes the right to own semi-automatic rifles. Kavanaugh met with Sullivan in his office for an hour on Thursday. The two know each other from their days serving in the George W. Bush administration. Sullivan's support for the nominee wasn't much of a surprise, but Alaska's senior senator, Lisa Murkowski, is considered a swing vote. She hasn't yet announced a position on Kavanaugh. A center turning lane will be extended through Badger Road next summer, and two traffic circles plus sidewalks are going in on about a mile of Gillum Way in South Fairbanks. The two road projects received local approval this week. Improvements on Badger Road are likely to attract more commercial activity to the area, which is the fastest growing area in the Fairbanks North Star borough. Badger Road has a high crash rate, and the average of 25 driveways or side streets per mile is considered a factor. Officials are hoping that by adding a center lane, the rate of collisions will be reduced by 30%. The continuous 12-foot wide center line will run about 10 miles from Dennis Road to Hurst Road. The Gillum Way Road project in South Fairbanks goes from 14th Avenue to 22nd Avenue. In addition to narrowing and repaving the travel lanes, the project will also add traffic circles at 19th and 20th Avenues. The goal of this project is traffic calming. Other enhancements include 6 to 8 foot sidewalks on both sides of Gillum Way and a school route crosswalk leading to Hunter Elementary School. There will also be a 4 foot paved shoulder for bicycle riders. Fairbanks International Airport has received a federal grant to help launch and promote new nonstop service from Fairbanks to Los Angeles and/or Phoenix. The $750,000 award is from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Airport spokeswoman Sammy Loud says Fairbanks International cannot currently meet demand for flights to these two cities.
LA is our number one unserved market, and then Phoenix is in the top 10 of Fairbanks' unserved markets.
A news release issued Thursday by the Transportation Department says the grant was one of 16 nationwide that the agency awarded through its Small Community Air Travel Development Program, which Loud says helps smaller cities try to meet air service needs.
Programs like the Small Community Air Service Development Program enable airports like Fairbanks to compete with larger airports, and we're thrilled. We can't be more excited to have received this grant.
Loud says the grant will help the airport secure a commitment from an air carrier to provide additional nonstop flights to Los Angeles and/or Phoenix.
The grant can be utilized by any U.S. carrier.
The agency news release says the communities were selected largely by the amount of local investment, including in-kind contributions, that have been committed to help provide additional air service. It says nearly all of the communities also have established public-private partnerships to promote local participation, planning, and other assistance for adding air services. Loud says Explore Fairbanks was the most involved of the airport's partner organizations that helped it win the grant award. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.